Now, back to the show.
Here's Jen and Truda.
It's the show with Jen and Truda for the last day of the month, Wednesday, February 28th. The FBI is investigating after a letter with an unknown substance sent to a military base near Washington made 11 people sick, including three who wound up in the hospital. Officials say people at a base in Arlington, Virginia, reported feeling ill after coming in contact with the letter yesterday afternoon. The late Reverend Billy Graham will lie in honor in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda today. President Trump will speak at a memorial service when Graham's casket arrives. Graham died last week at age 99. Papa John's Pizza ending its partnership with the NFL. A statement says the pizza chain decided there are better ways to reach its customers than by sponsoring the NFL. Papa John's had been the official pizza of the NFL since 2010. It will still continue its partnerships with 22 NFL teams. And a little Minnesota girl with a severe water allergy is even allergic to her own tears. The girl's mom tells People magazine 18-month-old Ivy Angerman has a rare condition that makes her break out in hives whenever her skin comes in contact with water. She says when Ivy cries, her face swells up from the tears, and even a few raindrops can result in an outbreak. For now, the only recommended treatment is antihistamines, which the toddler takes on her bad days. Her mother has created a GoFundMe page to help the family move into a house with a purified water system to reduce the severity of Ivy's allergic reactions.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
There's a reason why I don't do any of the things for anybody.
I'm sorry.
I try to be good. I try to do things for people.
You did.
And this is what happens, a Truda story through and through.
The power's out in the kitchen. I couldn't. There was no coffee. There was no way to make coffee.
Jen texts me this morning and says, I would love a French vanilla latte.
Yeah.
QT has in the machine. McDonald's has it as well.
Right.
And so I thought, this is my one chance to do something for somebody. I'm excited by this. So I thought, I'm going to wait till I get closer to work in Westport before, because if I bought it in Shawnee, it's going to get cold and whatever. So I come down here. I go to Quick Trip because I can get myself stuff. I walk up and I'm like, all they have is French vanilla cappuccino. I know nothing about coffee. So I don't know if this is right.
Yes.
So I thought, well, I'll get myself stuff here. But I passed McDonald's down the road. So I go back to McDonald's on Rainbow.
No.
The drive-thru is closed for construction.
Of course.
And the lobby doesn't open till 6.
Yeah.
So then I text Jen, and she says, no, whatever's fine. So I go back to Quick Trip.
Oh, you did.
I get you the French vanilla cappuccino, which I'm not sure if that's the same thing or not.
I told you at one point, I will drink anything. I've been up since 3:45. I will drink any form of caffeine that you bring me.
So this is what happens when I try to do something for somebody. It's a total Truda wreck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And the coffee
spilled. Enjoy your coffee.
In your car.
Oh, and then I was getting it out of my car to come into work, and it spilled all over the inside of my car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now I feel like I need to pay for that.
No,
get the car detailed, and I'll pay my stupid $2 coffee.
Do you think I ever get my car detailed? Do you think I have 25 cents and we got paid this morning? Do you think I ever go through a detail? My car wouldn't even know what that's like.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Men at Work, and this is the show at KC1021. Good morning, everybody. Wednesday, the last day of February.
Woohoo! This dropped from $4.66 to $4.13 last year. What are we talking about?
I'm sure interested in finding out. So let's go to the phones. We've got some people on hold here. 816-576-7102. If you want to get in on this, we'll start in Lawrence, LFK, with Kylie. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning.
All right. What's your guess here?
I'm guessing gas.
It is not gas.
Okay, no. Well, you guys have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, you too. Yep. Here's Steve in Grandview. Good morning, Steve.
Well, because my son's going through it right now, listening to this, don't they maybe the tooth fairy?
It is the tooth fairy. Yes. They say the tooth fairy was apparently strapped for cash in 2017. The average payout for a child's tooth dropped from $466 to $413, which was a decrease of 11%.
Hmm. Wow. Man, my boy's getting five.
You get five per tooth?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good house.
Yeah, it's typically what the tooth fairy brings around our place,
oh,
right?
Oh, the tooth fairy brings a dollar for
our
house.
Oh, right.
Well, we have two girls, and they're both going through it at the exact same time.
Yeah, they're different strains of tooth fairy, too.
Right. Literally 2 weeks ago, they both lost a tooth on the same day.
Is that right?
So, you know, I mean, we're lucky we got a dollar each, to be honest. Well, you got it. We're going to hook you up with some Mavericks hockey tickets, or if you'd like to take the little ones to Legoland, we've got those tickets.
Well, let's go to Maverick tickets, please.
All right. Sounds good. Yep. Joey, get all the info. Get you hooked up with those.
People don't have kids around the car right now because I've got the other day searching around one of the rooms we have, and Addie found this bag, and she goes, wait a second, I thought the Tooth Fairy took all these teeth. Well, yeah, I think those are Sadie's teeth.
Uh-huh.
The dog's teeth, yes.
Those are the dogs.
Right.
Right.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. Oops.
That's it. The dog. Yeah. There you go.
That's okay. I told mine, oh, yeah, well, we sold that thing. I remember buying that at Christmas. And she said, no, Santa brought us that. I'm like, yes, that's
yes,
right.
That's what I meant.
No, I meant I saw it at Christmas when Santa brought it.
Quick excuses.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Prom is coming up for a lot of kids.
And it's very expensive. We know that. That's why we teamed up with Natalie M., which is an amazing dress store in Overland Park, and also Tip Top Tux. They are going to provide tux rental. So if you'd like to win the dress of your choice plus the tux rental, it can be you, it can be the parent, whoever wants to nominate somebody to win this prom giveaway, go to KC1021.com and you can get yourself entered. Just tell us in 102 words or less what you need to win this prom giveaway.
It's going to take a big burden off of somebody. It's going to be great.
Oh, and they have incredible dresses. I follow Natalie M. on social media, and they always post when they get the new dresses in. And I'm like, oh, we didn't have good stuff like that when I went to prom. These dresses are gorgeous. Oh, so check them all out. Visit Natalie M. if you're looking for a dress. And win one. Just get all the details at KC1021.com.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Final day of February 2018. It is Wednesday, the 28th. Good morning. In the show with Jen and Truda, KC1021, Cheryl Crowes. All I want to do, or all I want to do, whatever, because I can't read, is give you some entertainment news now.
Celebrating birthdays, comedian Gilbert Gottfried is 63. Train singer Pat Monahan, 49. And from Varsity Blues, oh, that famous scene, actress Allie Larder is 42.
I was so excited the day I had her on my show. I was able to ask her about that scene in particular.
Yeah.
Shaving cream.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep.
What'd you ask her?
I think my first question was, so, you're hot. Well, that's not a question, okay. So what about that scene?
Uh-huh.
She's like, yeah, but a lot of people don't realize you got to use shaving cream because actual whipped cream would melt in the hot lights of Hollywood.
Sure, yeah.
Not hold their shape as well.
Yeah, it doesn't taste as good, the shaving cream.
No, I don't think anybody's trying to eat that, but... there's a drop for you, Joey. You're welcome.
Yeah. Spice Girls are reuniting to perform at the upcoming royal wedding. During an episode of The Real yesterday, member Mel B revealed that she and the other girls were invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding in May.
Do you know anybody that you think is going to go to this wedding? Because, I mean, do you have... You do? You're going?
Are you going now?
Are you kidding?
Yes. Oh, my God. This is everything. Wait. Did you get an invitation?
Well, it was five Spice Girls. Why am I so honest?
Oh, my God.
Five.
Okay, so they invited all the Spice Girls to the royal wedding.
Yes.
Maybe you can answer, maybe not. Will the Spice Girls be performing at the reception?
Oh, this is why I'm just...
Yes, like, they are performing! Yes!
I'm going to be fired.
We all immediately got a text from Shaylee saying, OMG, this is happening. And I thought, did she mean to send that to me? The wedding is set for May 19th in England.
Well, they may not be performing now.
Yeah, it's out. Alec Baldwin getting his own talk show. ABC announced yesterday that it has ordered a new series called Sundays with Alec Baldwin, which is going to be based on his Here's the Think podcast. Each episode is going to include two guests talking one-on-one with Baldwin about current pop culture topics. A sneak peek episode is going to air on Sunday after the Oscars. And two of Barbara Streisand's three dogs are clones. She just revealed this in a new cover interview with Variety. Before her dog Samantha died last year at age 14, Streisand had cells taken from the dog's mouth and stomach that were then used to clone Samantha. When the clones arrived, she told them apart by dressing one in red and one in purple, so they ended up with the names Miss Scarlet and Miss Violet. Cloning an animal can cost up to $100,000. PETA later said they would love to have talked her out of cloning because it's not fair to the animals.
Oh, it's a quandary. Some of us want our pets to live forever, right?
That's why we have taxidermy, isn't
would
it?
Would you... Boy, is that better?
Just put the head right on the mantle.
She was a great pet, but now she's a wonderful doorstop, everybody.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
It's The Show with Jen and Truda for the last day of the month, Wednesday, February 28th. Students at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School are heading back to class today. Classes are resuming on a modified schedule 2 weeks after 17 people were killed on campus. At the White House, President Trump will meet with lawmakers today to discuss gun legislation. Meanwhile, one of the nation's biggest sports retailers is no longer selling assault-style rifles. Dick's Sporting Goods said today it's ending sales of the firearms effective immediately. Dick's also says it will no longer sell high-capacity magazines, and it won't sell any type of gun to anyone younger than 21. A Florida woman is expressing her frustration at her high water bill. Dana McCool of Deltona posted a video on Facebook of her paying her $493 water bill in pennies.
Oh, man.
That left employees having to count the nearly 50,000 copper coins. McCool said it took employees over 2 hours to tally up all the money. The city says it's probably a leak that's causing her water bills to be so high. If you need to catch some extra Z's, today's your day. It's National Public Sleeping Day. The perfect time to grab some rest in a park, on the beach, or any other public place where you feel comfortable. If you don't have much time...
Sorry, is that what it says? Because if you're catching some sleep in a park, I'm...
That's what it says. Uh-huh. They say a power nap of 10 to 20 minutes can give you an extra boost of energy. I feel like public sleeping sounds unsafe. I feel like that's not something we should encourage.
I'm just going to go down to Pin Valley Park here. I'll be asleep. Wake me up in a bit.
Yeah, should be good.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
We've already had a rough start. I came in and found out that our kitchen power is out. So the power is out in half of our building, which includes not only the kitchen, but I just found out the bathroom. So the bathrooms are pitch black, just so you know, guys.
Oh, is that right?
Yes. So you have to go down a completely different hall to use one. But so then I text Brian this morning and I'm like, I can't make coffee. There's no power in the kitchen. You have to bring me coffee. And then you went through a nightmare.
I tried to do one good thing, and it was I went to three different stores. I didn't know what to buy you. One didn't have what you were looking for. McDonald's was closed for construction. I went back to the original Quick Trip.
Then it spilled in your car.
I spilled your coffee in my car. And then the stupid drivers are out again. It's some truck almost T-bones me coming because he ignores a stop sign in Westport. I'm like, what is this day?
And then we come in, and we have an open mic line. If you're not aware of this, it's on the KC102.1 app. We have an open mic where you can just call and basically like leave us a voicemail, and we found this message.
You know what makes me mad are the people who had to go and leave trash and drugs and other bad things in the ball pits at places like McDonald's and Burger King, and they had to go up and ruin it for all the rest of us. As a child, my fondest memories were from playing around in the ball pit, and now as a grown woman, I would love to be able to go jump into a pit of balls, but can I? No, because now they've decided, well, let's not put ball pits in any restaurant because some wacko might put more drugs and trash and bad things in them.
What? Oh, my God. What?
So clearly, the vent line needs to be opened.
Yes.
You can text or call 816-576-7102. In fact, the 12th call or text that we get will win a pair of passes to check out Legoland Discovery Center. You can check out the Ultimate Lego Ninjago Experience, which is heading to Crown Center on March 3rd. Watch a brand new Lego Ninjago 40 short movie. Train with ninjas at training camp to see how fast you can blast through the laser maze.
Try and Brutal will be up first in event line.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Trudeau.
No need to be confused, anyone. It's event line. We're going to open at 816-576-7102. What do you want to vent about today? That there is a prize involved is secondary. Just forget that part. Just vent. That's all.
You can complain. This is an open line for your venting, for your complaints. 816-576-7102. You can text or call. And simply the 12th one we get, venting, win some Legoland passes.
There we go. All right. Text line's open and got some calls here. Let's go ahead and check on Jennifer from Independence. Good morning, Jennifer. What do you want to vent about today?
Okay, I work overnight to the hotel, so I literally just got off work, so good morning.
Good morning, yeah.
Good night, whatever. I got asked last night, do the elevators go up?
What?
Do they go up?
Yeah. Well, what floor is the 13th floor on? We had a young lady who was slightly intoxicated.
Okay.
Ask me, what's the emergency number here?
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, well, I think it's pretty universal. She goes, oh, I thought it changed.
Okay.
What? He couldn't find her boyfriend for an hour because he was leaving her on red, apparently, and she wanted to file a missing persons report.
Well, I think we all know why he was missing. I think that's
yes.
pretty clear.
I think I do, too.
So I'm still confused on does the elevator go up question. Are you...
Yes. I get it all the time.
And you're on ground level, and they're curious about that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right.
I bet you hear a lot of dumb questions, though, in that line of work.
Oh, that's just the tip of the dumb iceberg.
I'm sure it is.
I bet all sorts of crazy requests, things that people just want, brought to their room magically, all sorts of stuff.
Someone asked if they could bring their emotional support duck.
Duck?
Duck?
Yes.
Oh, that's up there with peacock. That is.
As in quack, quack, duck. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great.
I take it you didn't let them.
I love those.
No.
All very valid vents, and I feel like we should yes. give you just open freedom. You call whenever you want and let those vents,
that's
those complaints
right, that's
out.
Right. In fact, just call us every night when you get off of work and tell us what the latest was.
the latest weird person of the day or the power and light stumble back to the hotel.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
The P&L drunk of the day.
That's right.
New segment.
Oh, I've got plenty of stuff.
Fantastic. All right. Thanks for the call. Good luck.
All right. Excellent.
Goodbye.
Yes. Have a good night. KC, Sam, what do you want to vent about this morning?
People who show up to work sick, especially those who work around kids or food, just drives me nuts. The rest of us don't want it.
We have that exact thing going on here because Natalie Rush, who hosts our afternoon show, has influenza B, and Brian keeps telling her, don't come in. We will cover your shift. We
don't
will
be
find
that person.
Something.
Right.
We don't want your germs on our microphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I've got that kid who gets everything, and luckily he has not had the flu yet.
Yeah.
So.
That's a valid vent.
See, that's a pretty bad one. Donna, you're driving, but what's your vent this morning?
I ruined my coffee this morning, so I had to stop at McDonald's, and the line was long. And the woman behind me tapped me on the shoulder and said, excuse me, I don't mean to cause trouble, but, which is never a good way to start a sentence.
No.
She said, you have entirely too much color on your face.
What?
She said, you will never attract a man that way. I noticed you're not wearing a wedding ring, and I just wanted to share that with you for your own good. So I took a deep breath and I said, well, ma'am, you're right. I don't have a wedding ring on. Therefore, I don't have to have a man's approval before I leave the house. My bosses are all married, so I'm good there. And I feel like I've got this covered, but thank you anyway.
And,
and that was right before
coffee.
You punched her in the face, right? That was.
I mean, who gets to say that to you at 7 o'clock in the morning?
No,
I
anytime.
I felt like saying it's 7 o'clock in the morning, we're at McDonald's, you're lucky I have clothes on. I mean, it's Wednesday, and I'm thinking there gets a nut house. It's going to be a nut house.
Oh, yes, that's about right.
Gosh, you're taking the Legoland passes because I want to make your day better somehow. So,
oh, well, thank you very much.
Tickets to Legoland Discovery Center for you. Go check it out.
Yes.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Donna, you're deserving of that today on the Vent Line. Oh,
man,
my gosh.
Man, who says that?
I don't even have the stones to say that in here.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Bobby. Crack is whack. It's Bobby Brown. Don't be cruel. 7:34. And by the way, Big 80s Weekend kicks off this Friday afternoon. Natalie says she will be back to kick off the 80s Weekend.
We also just got a text asking about the KC-102 Dream Trip. Yes, we are heading down to Orlando to celebrate our birthdays. My birthday is August 1st. Brian's is August 2nd. So we're rounding up the crew, taking everybody down to Orlando this summer. We would love for you to join us. All the details are available. Go to KC1021.com. Check out the Dream Trip. Amazing packages. And Disney announced not too long ago that they're going to be increasing prices.
Yes.
So you want to get in on this before March 11th.
Okay.
That's kind of the magic date.
People were waiting for their tax returns, and I think now's the time to do it. So get on it, people.
Get on it before March 11th. Save yourself a little money. Join us for the KC-102-1 Dream Trip to Orlando.
All right, details at kc1021.com, suitcaseofdreams.biz. There you are.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Don Gorski of Wisconsin has eaten two Big Macs every day since May 17th, 1972.
Oh my gosh,
is
what?
Now set to devour his 30,000th on May 4th. He's currently at 29,877, holds the official world record for consumption of McDonald's Big Macs.
That's a thing?
It's a thing.
Oh my gosh. So the station, TV station, actually talked to this guy as he's preparing to eat his 30,000th Big Mac. And he looks back very wistfully on what his first Big Mac was like.
As soon as I got my first car, this is the first place I came to. I bought three Big Macs, ate them out there, enjoyed them so much. And I came back about 5 o'clock at night, bought three more, ate them out there. Came back around 11 o'clock before they closed and ate three more. So the first day I came here, I ate 9 Big Macs. And it was like I couldn't get enough hamburger at that time. And Big Macs are so good. So I ate 265 in the first month.
What? Oh, what?
And he says he loves them so much, he'll keep eating them until he dies. He said, if I live as long as my dad, I'll pass 40,000. There's a joke I tell people that if my wife has to put them in a blender, then it's over.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh. He was in Super Size Me. Do you remember that documentary?
I was just going to ask you. Yeah,
yes.
If you saw the Morgan Spurlock documentary.
I
sure.
did, and I remember him in that. He says his weight stays the same. He's got a cholesterol of 160, never gets sick. I keep moving all the time. I like keeping busy. I spend a lot of summertime going for walks. And some days, he says most days, that's all he eats is those two Big Macs.
What?
That's his diet. Hmm. And he looks thin. Like, he's an overall, like, I would say, thin to average size guy.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know that that's what I would pick. If I'm eating 30,000 of something, I don't know that Big Macs is what I go with.
Yeah, what would you eat 30,000 of?
Ooh.
Hot dogs, maybe?
Oh, no.
What?
I would do something like, can you eat chips and guac that much? Is there some way to get that many fried tacos from Jack in the Box? Because that's the direction I would head.
Doritos Locos Tacos, maybe?
Yes. Something of the Mexican variety.
Well, congratulations, buddy. Keep working towards your goal because everybody's got to have a dream, right? 30,000 Big Macs.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Good morning. It's The Show with Jen and Truda for the last day of the month, Wednesday, February 28th. MoDOT going to be closing the flyover ramp from 435 to westbound 210 highway today at 9 a.m. They're getting ready to demolish it over the weekend, so you'll need to take the right exit to 210 highway and then turn left to get to westbound 210 highway. Be prepared for that. Authorities say they finally found Amelia Earhart's car. A 1932 Hudson that was owned by the legendary aviator was reported stolen in Los Angeles Friday. The LAPD says the vintage car was discovered Monday night parked in an East Side neighborhood. The new owner of her car says the rare vehicle is one of only 14 that still exist. Earhart herself, of course, never found after disappearing during a solo flight across the Pacific in 1937.
But there will be a two-hour History Channel documentary about this car.
And I will be obsessed and watch every minute and break down every theory. The FBI is investigating after a letter with an unknown substance sent to a military base near Washington made 11 people sick, including three who wound up in the hospital. Officials say people at a base in Arlington, Virginia, reported feeling ill after coming in contact with the letter yesterday afternoon. Papa John's Pizza ending its partnership with the NFL. A statement says the pizza chain decided there are better ways to reach its customers than by sponsoring the NFL. Papa John's had been the official pizza of the NFL since 2010. It will still continue its partnerships with the 22 NFL teams. And this little Minnesota girl has a severe water allergy. She's even allergic to her own tears. The girl's mom told People, 18-month-old Ivy Angerman has a rare condition that makes her break out in hives whenever her skin comes in contact with water. She says when Ivy cries, her face swells up from the tears, and even a few raindrops can result in an outbreak. For now, the only recommended treatment is antihistamines, which the toddler takes. Her mother has created a GoFundMe page to help the family move into a house with a purified water system to reduce the severity of Ivy's allergic reactions. Can you imagine? Not to make light of the situation, but if this were me, I could never watch This Is Us. Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, like, absolutely right.
I could never watch anything.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
What movie do they put this in the 90s, Shaylee?
Like, I know that.
Ah, dang it. She's still.
See?
Negative 200 points already.
No.
821, it's time to play.
People try to
sister down.
Talking about my generation.
Just because we get around.
I believe it was in two movies. I would have given you points in either one of two movies, Reality Bites. Mm-hmm. But then I think that song was also in Cool Runnings, was it not?
Yeah, I believe it was.
And yeah, I fell asleep.
You feel like you watch Cool Runnings a lot, you said the other day on the show.
I did. I did say that. They start the movie and then I fell asleep every single time.
Oh, come on. It's a sports movie.
Right?
I was asleep.
It's bobsledding.
Still was asleep.
It's amazing.
Lord, coming to Sprint Center this Saturday. We've got to give somebody some tickets if they can beat Shaylee in Gen X versus Millennial.
Okay, and Independence here's Susan. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning.
Susan, what year were you born?
1963.
1963, a Gen Xer. All right, we'll see if you can beat Shaylee in some pop culture trivia. Let's start with you, Shaylee.
Okay.
This weekend is a totally 80s weekend here on KC 102.1. Kicks off Friday night at 5. Name the biggest selling album of the 1980s. Mm-hmm. This wasn't like it was close. It's not like, you know, I mean, GNR and AC/DC were up there, but not even close to this album. Biggest selling album of the 80s. Spent 37 weeks at number one. Earned $29 million.
Single after single after single from this album.
You guys are talking to me like this is going to help.
Oh, Susan, can you steal?
I'm thinking, oh my God. And I should know this because that's what my teenage years pretty much.
The video, the huge video.
It has to be something Michael Jackson.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What? I'll give that to you. It was Thriller. Yes.
Thriller. Yes.
Oh, Thriller. Huge.
Yay.
The video, the album, all
everywhere.
Of that. 427 yes. points for you, Susan, for getting that steal
that
from Shaylee.
That video scared the heck out of me, too.
Yeah, it did at that age.
Yeah, right?
Me, too.
All right, over to you, Susan, for your question. Rumor has it the Spice Girls are going to be performing at the upcoming royal wedding. Name three of the Spice Girls. You can either use their real name or their nickname.
Oh, goodness, and that's one I really didn't get into. Is it? Oh, I don't even know. Baby Spice?
Yes, that's mm-hmm. one.
Baby Spice.
Pumpkin is not one.
Pumpkin Spice, that would be good, though. Baby, oh, my God. I'm trying to remember.
Neither is old.
No.
There's not a, like, Sugar Spice, right?
No, but there's another type of flavoring.
Cred. I wish I would have got into them now. But I don't know.
Okay, Shaylee for the steal.
Scary.
Sure.
Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Posh.
Yep.
Spy.
Ah.
Yep.
Sexy.
Ginger. There's no sexy.
Yes, there was.
Spice? There's no sexy
yes,
spice.
Yes, there was.
Scary
no,
Spice, Sporty,
not.
Baby, Ginger, and
Guys,
Posh.
Trust me, I know my Spice Girls.
There's no sexy
yes, there,
Spice.
Do you want me to? I'm going to prove it to you.
Who? Which one?
She Ginger just read spice. The list out.
Well, Ginger, but her name was Ginger Spice. It wasn't sexy.
It yes,
was
it
Ginger
was.
Ginger Spice.
No, it wasn't.
Jerry Halliwell.
No, it was. Are you arguing with me about a pop culture
okay,
thing?
I'm on Jin's side with this. There's no sexy Spice.
Joey, where do you
God.
Fit into this argument?
Joey, help me.
It's Ginger.
It's not.
I just did a control F search on Wikipedia.
On Wikipedia, Jen wrote that.
All right, we're moving on.
Was she the sexy one, by the way?
Yeah, really. That's a good question. That's a smart point.
I'm like baby myself.
Shaylee, over to you for another question. The 60th Annual Academy Awards were in April of 1988. Moonstruck was nominated for 6 Oscars that year, winning for Best Original Screenplay, Best Actress, and Best Supporting Actress. What singer and actress played the main character and won Best Actress for that? Very popular singer and actress in 1988, Moonstruck was huge that year.
Cher?
It is Cher.
Oh,
yes!
Dang.
Yeah, we'll give you 1.6 for that.
Yep.
You took too long to answer. You should have known that right off the bat.
I wasn't born.
It took took you like 3 seconds. I'm giving you from the text line, there is no
yes,
sexy spice. It is Ginger Spice.
No.
May have to deduct points for Shaylee. Oh, you're 1.6.
No, I have proof right here.
Deducting the points.
Ginger Spice, also known as Sexy Spice.
Yes, but also known as, doesn't make it her official name.
It's Ulp. I have honestly just looked this up.
Thank you, Joey.
So Ulp answers are correct. So Ginger is the more famous name.
Joey, shush.
Where was this? No, I don't buy this at all.
Oh, my God.
No, clearly, after deducting those points, Susan, you are the clear winner of these Lord tickets. You will be at Sprint Center this Saturday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I just tell you I got confirmation here?
Okay.
In her 2002 autobiography, If Only, Jerry revealed she thought up the name Spice while at the gym. She was originally called Sexy Spice before taking on the title Ginger Spice, more suitable for a younger audience. It's in her book. I was right.
She has a book. Let's start with that.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
How will I know if the building's burning down? Hey, 847 at KC1021 on The Show with Jen and Truda, where our lights just blinked in here.
Well, see, when we came in this morning, half the power to the building was out. So, like, our kitchen's out, the bathrooms are pitch black. And then just now, during that song, everything went out, and we freaked out, and then we could smell smoke and fire and burning.
Maybe so it was the ghost of Whitney.
Either we're all having a stroke, or this building is on fire.
Right.
Something is happening. But we stayed on the air, I think.
Yeah.
So we
will continue
with entertainment news.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrating birthdays today, comedian Gilbert Gottfried is 63. Trained singer Pat Monahan, 49. And from Varsity Blues, that famous scene, actress Sally Larder is 42.
Yes. I got the chance to ask her about that scene one time.
The whipped cream?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's shaving cream.
Oh, because whipped cream would probably melt.
So if anybody wants to recreate that at home, know that you should use shaving cream instead, because whipped cream will just get all nasty under the lights.
Yeah. I can't believe you asked her that.
Well, believe it.
How long ago was that interview?
Look, I had to get to the hard-hitting stories here, okay?
That's right. What else are you going to ask Allie Larder? That was her most famous scene.
Honestly.
Spice Girls.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point.
That's true.
You take a second to think about that.
The Spice Girls are reuniting to perform at the upcoming royal wedding. During an episode of The Real yesterday, member Mel B revealed that she and the other girls were invited to Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding in May.
Do you know anybody that you think is going to go to this wedding? Because, I mean, do you have...
You do?
You're going?
Are you going now?
Are you kidding?
Yes. Oh, my God. This is everything. Wait. Did you get an invitation?
Well, it was five Spice Girls. Why am I so honest?
Oh, my God.
Five.
Okay, so they invited all the Spice Girls to the royal wedding.
Yes.
Maybe you can answer, maybe not. Will the Spice Girls be performing at the reception?
Oh, this is where I'm just...
Yes,
like,
they are performing. Yes.
I'm going to be fired.
The wedding is set for May 19th in England, and our debate from Gen X versus Millennial continues. Was she Ginger Spice or Sexy Spice?
There is no debate here.
The text line and even Facebook Messenger lit up with people that disagree with Shaylee and say it was Ginger Spice. You got a text saying that it was Sexy Spice from her book. In her book, that was her original name.
Yeah,
but that was just a nickname. I don't know.
Would you tell Jenny to bring this book in for me, by the way?
I sent her a text.
I want to read this book.
I will ask her again. She was originally called Sexy Spice before taking on the title Ginger Spice, more suitable to a younger audience. Okay. The point
it was
is,
in her book.
Okay. Look, I don't care.
That didn't make it real.
I can't win with you people. Clearly, I was Sporty Spice anyway, so it's all the same. Alec Baldwin getting his own talk show. ABC announced yesterday that it has ordered a new series called Sundays with Alec Baldwin, which is going to be based on his Here's the Think podcast. Each episode going to include two guests talking one-on-one with Baldwin about current pop culture topics. Two of Barbara Streisand's three dogs are clones. The singer revealed this in her new cover interview with Variety. Before her dog Samantha died at age 14 in 2017, Streisand had cells taken from the dog's mouth and stomach that were then used to clone Samantha. When the clones arrived, she told them apart by dressing one in red and one in purple, so they ended up being named Miss Scarlet and Miss Violet. Cloning an animal can cost up to $100,000. PETA later said they would love to have talked her out of cloning because it's not fair to the animals.
I would so do it, though.
You would?
Well, yeah, I mean, we're softies for our pets. We love our pets. I want Sadie to be around forever.
No, don't breed. Don't do that. Just go to Great Plains or KC Pet Project and get a puppy. Don't clone.
No, I know that. But if we could make Sadie live forever, that'd be fantastic.
Well, but then you'd have to keep cloning the clone.
Oh. Would is it this be, a Star Wars
would
thing?
Would it be
or what?
Called Ginger or would it be called Sexy?
Oh, what? Not this again.
The Show with Jen and Truda on KC 102.1.